Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So excuse me if you hear a nasal tone.
Kathy has
a
cold. It's okay. It is that time of year, really.
We could all talk like that throughout the podcast.
Oh, no.
That'll make you feel better. We'll probably lose some listeners, though, if we do.
But actually, I think it's an important topic because there are so many people, myself included, that will come to work infested with colds and get everyone else sick. And we think that you shouldn't take time off. And yet you're really helping a lot of other people take time off in the long run.
All right. Now I'm feeling guilty.
No, you've been very,
good. You're always good about going home early if you don't feel well and like resting. Like, you never push yourself if you're not feeling well.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't, because you don't want to see me. Really, in my worst state, it's not very pretty.
Oh, it's beautiful, really.
But I don't. You were sick a couple of weeks ago, Catherine.
I was,
and then Logan, you
stayed home.
You were really sick, right? Mm-hmm. You both stayed home, yeah.
So on we go, and yes. It is the season. It is cold and flu season, so
yeah.
Get your shots.
I hope nobody listening catches my cold. Just won't go away. All right. So Logan, our producer, what's our first question?
Earlier this year, I landed a job in the marketing division of a major corporation, and I really like it here. Recently, I've gotten the sense that my boss is kind of attracted to me. Mm-mm. I catch him staring at me during department meetings, and when I speak to him, he starts smiling in that I have a crush on you way.
Ooh.
The whole thing makes me really uncomfortable. I'm afraid he's going to ask me out. I am definitely not interested in him. What do I do?
You create a fictitious boyfriend.
Yeah,
I think that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is a woman and it's a man. Yeah, I think you have to say, I'm really flattered. If he asks you out, I'm really flattered.
It could be a while before he does that and she still has to live with the uncomfortable.
Yeah, just be flattered, and just, you don't want to turn away from it. I mean, it is flattering. See, Catherine, you wouldn't enjoy it. I would actually get off on it.
I would hate it. I would be embarrassed.
Oh, come on.
Well,
really?
So I'm going to speak to this question person as if
at least we're going to get two different perspectives.
We get two very different. Yes. So Kathy's saying enjoy the admiration.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm
milking. You could get a lot. From it.
You could. You get a promotion.
Right. You can get a raise. You can get a lot.
All right. So what I'm going to say is, if you are fairly new to the workforce and new to this job, this situation can be extremely nerve-wracking because you don't want to send. If I were in this position, I wouldn't want to send the wrong message, especially if I totally am not interested in this guy. And you still want to impress your boss, right? Those are the two things going on.
Well, I mean, you're acting as if, we're not humans in the workplace. Like, it's work. We can't, this can't go on.
No.
It goes on. It goes on every
day. It goes on all the time. And it can be really uncomfortable if you're in it and you feel, many women feel like somehow they've done something to cause it or they've led the boss on in some way. So what I'm saying is, we actually have this, Kathy, in our book, Working For You Isn't Working For Me.
Did we have the same argument then?
Yes, we did. And we defined it that since your boss profile is that you're used to being the star, that's the people who are like star-like employees who like to be in the forefront and be, shine, they may not feel as uncomfortable with this kind of attention. But if you're more laid back, if you're an observer type person, or if you're a caregiving employee, which is my tendency, where you think you're supposed to be so good and so help so much, this can be very scary.
All right, so what do you do then?
Well, in Working For You Isn't Working For Me.
Remind me.
Book
yeah.
plug.
Yeah, we say.
What do we say?
We actually say you can't control your boss's feeling of affection for you, and you will probably eventually have to set a limit, which is where having the boyfriend can come in handily.
Yeah.
We also say that you don't, that don't feel too guilty about it. If this makes you very uncomfortable, you didn't cause it, and you're probably not the first person that this person, that this boss has had a crush on.
Okay.
So to depersonalize.
All right. Well, so we're not that far off. I think, you know, mm-hmm. if you're, somebody likes you that you don't want them to like you, you have right. to create a fake boyfriend.
Yeah. You just
sometimes
must.
It doesn't work, though.
That's
sometimes
right.
that'll make him try that's even right. harder because it's like competition now. She's not married.
Right.
That's
and he
might
just a boyfriend, so she's not, you know.
So she may have to elope over a weekend.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of complications with lying.
Yes.
Because, yeah. you know, yeah. Because somebody might spill the beans and say, who's that? Yeah, I don't know who that person is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's complications. But, I mean, I think, you know, you can go to him and say, you know, I'm really flattered that, you know, you like me, but I'm a little uncomfortable. Oh God, look at Catherine's face. So clearly.
I don't think she should say anything unless
exactly.
he, like, outwardly says, I like
thing.
You, or let's go to lunch.
Yeah,
or something,
I would
you know,
say you have to act professional mm-hmm. and like nothing is happening.
Mm-hmm.
If he asks
just
you out,
it.
That...
Well, wait a minute, do you start dressing like a nun?
Not just a nun, Kathy, like a man. You start wearing man suits.
Blazers and bow ties. And
okay.
That could work, Six, maybe, to have him think that you're a lesbian or something, like that you don't play for his team.
That's right. And, well, some people get turned on by that. But yes, you have to.
Oh, my God. There's like no way out here with you.
No, I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying to be aware that it's a tricky territory, I think. And I do think there are bosses who have crushes quite regularly.
All right. Well, I'm
going to
give the opposite. I think it's an opportunity. I don't think it's that terrible a situation. I mean, you could have mm-hmm. the complete opposite, which is your boss is, you know, horrendous to you.
Yeah.
So to have a boss that likes you and is attracted to you, I mean, honestly, give me a break.
No, it's
breath
lovely.
Of fresh air.
But here's the fear. The fear is that if you say no, let's say he does finally ask you out, mm-hmm. if you say no, and this has happened. I have clients.
I know. I've been there.
You say no, he gets mad, and then he isn't such a
no,
nice
no, no.
Boss.
It's the way you say no. Mm-hmm. No, and what you have to say is, I'm really flattered, and
yeah.
thank you, and I
yeah.
wish we were not in a professional situation, but
yeah.
that's my standard. I have rules about that.
Beautiful.
I don't date anyone where I work. I mean, it's the way you handle it, mm-hmm. but I think it's an opportunity. You're going to do well. I mean, maybe this is an old image of a woman getting what she wants from a man.
Wow.
It works. Not what Sheryl Sandberg
yeah,
had
definitely
in
definitely not 21st century, you know, feminism here in the workplace.
But to Kathy's point, what I will say is absolutely true is that what is tricky and can be surprising. Again, I'm really speaking to the younger employee and having been in this position and being
I
surprised by it. I worked actually at a gay health center, and the director, who was a woman, had a huge crush on me, and it was extremely uncomfortable. In many ways. But, you know, I did have to say to her, actually, I got to say what you said, Logan, mm-hmm. which is I don't play with that team, but I did have to say it in the nicest possible way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it still was, she didn't want to hear it, and therefore it was a point of tension.
Right.
It eventually
right.
faded because
exactly.
most of this kind of boss will find another person to have a crush on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you yeah. know, it's only going to last for a period of time anyway. If it
yeah.
doesn't get acted upon, they're going to go find somebody else. And
yeah.
that's what you have to know.
Yes.
I mean, I had a lot of this in my very early career.
Yeah.
And I never acted on any of it. But I,
yeah.
you know.
You
I
enjoyed
think
it.
Well, it worked.
She milked it.
I milked it. And it always worked in my favor. I have to say, it never worked against me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, I would have to call all the women in my life and say, how do I handle this? You know, I wasn't
yeah.
sure how to handle it. But I knew not to act on any of it. That's the most important thing. Don't
yeah.
act on it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, don't get involved with your
don't
boss.
Get involved. Yeah, if you're
yeah.
not interested, don't get involved. If you are interested, that's another story. That's a whole other
That'll
podcast.
That'll be another podcast.
That'll be another.
Yeah, because, yeah, you don't want to just date anybody you're working with. You have to be very careful.
Yes.
So I think that it's an opportunity that can, if handled well,
yeah.
can serve you.
All right. So let's say what we're saying together.
Like is like.
Right?
Like is good.
Like is good. If you're uncomfortable with it, we understand. You didn't cause it. And by the way, he'll probably go on to someone else.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, and
or
if,
she.
And he or she. And if that person then makes an advance or asks you for a date, you have to say, thank you. I'm very flattered. But I just don't mix business with pleasure.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and when I say milk it, don't, you know, don't send cards. Don't milk it in that respect.
Don't wear low cleavage or...
Right, right. You don't want to milk it and make it, you know, even more enticing. Right, teasing, that's a good word. You want to milk it in that, you know this person likes you and will probably...
Is fond of you.
Right, and will probably write you a good reference or will get you promoted, will help you succeed in your career.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you know, likability is a very good factor because honestly, looks go. Not that I know anything about that, but
milk it while you got it, honey. That's the end of the game.
All right, we're going to just take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
All right, Logan, our producer, what do we have now? We have another question?
Another question. I have a really tough situation at work. I did what they always tell you not to do. I got romantically involved with one of my coworkers.
Oh,
oh boy,
no.
I wonder if this is a boss on the first question. We had a great connection for a couple of months, and then he suddenly broke up with me.
Oh.
Now I have to see him every day and sit near him at meetings. On top of that, I'm gay, and I worry about him telling one of our coworkers about our brief relationship.
Oh, okay, this is...
Any advice?
Yeah,
this is multiple.
Yeah, no, multiple. So first
I really
want to say...
You really have to break down this question.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I just have to... The last part. If you're afraid that this person is going to reveal something about you, then they probably are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think that whenever you have that fear, it's usually pretty accurate.
Well, except that we don't know the other man involved, and we don't know how out he is.
So why don't we just take the risk? No,
yes.
if that's a fear, then you have to really be careful.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that if that's a fear, then you want to address it.
Yes.
You want to address it with this person.
Speak to them.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be addressing.
Yes. So you want to say something to this person who you think is going to spread rumors.
I think that you don't want to make any assumptions. You just want to go to them and say, you know, whatever we had was great. So let's just...
Or it wasn't.
No, it was great. It's over. Who cares? So I just want to be careful that there's some confidentiality here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's that part.
That's it.
Now let's get to the facts.
Yeah. Well, I think the person who's asking the question is the one with whom the coworker broke up, right? So
yes.
The thing that's really tough here is that his heart is a little broken. Even if it was a fast relationship, they got along really well. It's very hard to sit next to someone who you probably still have feelings for, mm-hmm. right? So I would say that's something that you need to process outside of the workplace because mm-hmm. you don't want to be crying at your desk. And not that you're going to cry at your desk, but you don't, it's just
listening
it's not
to really
be easy.
Sad music in your cubicle and like
pining.
Yeah, James Taylor's Mexico is a good one. I played that many times.
How does that go? I don't remember.
Oh, Mexico.
I don't remember that tune. I have to go look it up.
Yeah, so I would encourage this person to seek outside counsel for comfort because it's a very difficult thing to sit next to someone who you still have strong feelings for.
I say buck up and get over it. I mean, the thing is, this is the risk that you take when you date in the workplace. This is
right.
A big mother risk you take.
Yes.
So what we always say is date before you get committed.
Yeah.
I mean, date, don't sleep with them. I mean, you have to know somebody you're working with for quite some time before you get involved because the chances of this happening are very high.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know how relationships go. You got to go through a lot of them. So that, you know, if you understand that going in, that should make it a little bit easier. Not for you, I see. But for me, it would make it a lot easier.
I'm feeling some compassion for the guy. And yes, he's going to have to buck up. Obviously, he's going to have to go to work. And also, this could be a certificate in not having office romances quickly with someone who's fickle? Mm. I mean, because you do have to find out who the person is, right? If you're going to do that.
So you're saying this was your course. You took the class.
You just took a course.
You took a lesson. This is your lesson learned.
Romance. What not to do. Office Romance 101, what not to do, exactly.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do have to take that class before they get. This is not a very smart idea. Although I've met couples that met at work and ended up having long-term relationships.
Yes.
But you can't just jump into it. This sounds like this happened pretty quickly.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. So that's the mistake.
Yeah. Right. Well, and that's what it sounds like. It sounds like the guy who wrote this question said, I got romantically involved with one of my coworkers. We had a great connection for a couple of months. Then he suddenly broke up with me. So it's a very good point. You have to kind of look at, first of all, what is your technique for beginning romantic relationships? And in the future at work, you should be a slow burn. You mentioned it, Kathy. You should get to know the person very gradually, because it's a high-risk venture, which unfortunately now you're sitting with the results of
that. Yeah, I mean, at work, you have the beautiful thing is that you can become friends and know this person for quite some time, although you never have the full picture.
Yeah.
Because the way people behave at work is really only half of who they are. You don't see a lot.
Yeah.
So you have to understand that going in, but, you know, become friends with them. Maybe hang out on the weekends or in the evening, but don't get romantically involved for quite some time.
Yeah.
So what is that, 6 months, a year? I mean, most things will fizzle out.
Yeah.
If they're not acted upon.
It takes that can take great restraint. I mean, I agree with you. And
I'm sure you have, right? Because
I did have a brief office romance once.
You did? Not at this company. Until I missed that.
You broke up with me so quickly.
She's still heartbroken. Don't talk about it.
No, actually, when I was the receptionist at a clinic, I had a romance with the only other heterosexual in the building.
We found each other.
She had no choice.
Actually, I made the exact same mistake. The guy had just broken up with his girlfriend.
Oh, rebound.
And I was a rebound, but I was too young. I didn't know what a rebound was. I was like 23 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, probably most 23-year-olds know that, but I did not. So, I went into it, and we had been friends, and we had been working together. I went into it without knowing the danger of that territory, realizing it. So I guess I'm over-identifying with the fellow who's asked this question, but I do think it's real. I think that it is a course that we all have to take or often have to take. And as Kathy's saying, the final outcome is that you learn not to do it unless you progress very slowly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, a lot of workplaces are fun where, you know, a lot of groups become friends and you can hang out together and do things after work or even at work. But really take your time to get to know somebody and get to know what they are, what they're like in multiple situations.
Yeah.
Not just in the workplace.
Yeah, I agree. And you'll probably pick up on things that you don't like about the person and you'll think,
and it'll fizzle.
Dodge that bullet.
Yeah, it'll fizzle. And exactly. I remember someone I didn't act upon it, and I watched enough situations where I got a little like, oh, you're not that interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that starts to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right. There are many people who dazzle in the first few weeks. Right. They're much more interesting first encounters.
The feeling of love and, you know, that whole thing. I mean, you know what I mean?
You romanticize. You over-romanticize.
Right. Everything they do is so attractive and clever and cute.
Look at him staple those papers.
I mean, I never saw anyone hold a stapler like that. All right. Well, you know, if you're in that phase, you're not seeing anything. I mean, you're not really seeing who the person is, what you're going to be left with.
An empty stapler.
In a lonely cubicle.
Listening to James Taylor's Mexico.
All right, I got to turn that on.
Oh, man. I don't know. This situation sucks, but honestly, he has to just move on.
Yeah, yes.
Pretend like, you know.
MoveOn.org.
Do your job. You know, pretend like this. Clearly, it's not affecting the other guys. He needs to play it off like it's not affecting him. You know? At least give the illusion. give the illusion that, you know.
Well, that's, I guess, why I was, that's why I'm encouraging, if you needed a little outside support, just because it's hard to face, you know, that, as you say, the other guy, he's having the time of his life. He's probably on to the next conquest. He's probably on to the
next conquest. Yeah, yeah. Exactly, exactly. Unfortunately.
But I think, you know, Catherine's saying go into therapy. I say just find another one.
Another relationship outside of the workplace.
Outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's another technique.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So either go for counsel if you need it, or have a rebound relationship.
Exactly.
And drop that person as soon as you're done with them.
Oh my God. I hope we've helped somebody.
I hope we've helped somebody.
Yeah. And what's your take on office romances? We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Send us a tweet. We want to hear what you're thinking and if you've made any of these mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for this segment.
It is. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And please review us on iTunes if you like our show. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool running your stateside.